So we're talking about theology as it relates to movies, and you see a lot of theological elements to Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I see almost not a Christian message, but definitely some theological elements to Toy Story 2, which I recently saw in 3D. So tell me about Hedwig and the Angry Inch. How is that theologically based?
Well, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, just for a basic story arc, is about an East German lad who's had a pretty traumatic childhood and young adulthood. He's a gay man who has gone through a number of different sort of physical and personal transformations, ultimately landing him in the United States playing as a transsexual rock star. A failed transsexual rock star. And it's about his progression through questions about love and belonging and identity. And a lot of it's done through song. It's based on a Broadway play. One of the things that continually comes up throughout the movie is questions of creation, like whether that be the original creation story in Genesis, or the parodies of that in early Christian Gnostic literature, or in the creation story that's told in Plato's Symposium. And the question of creation is tied to not only the creation of the individual self and one's desires for other people, but also the way in which love between two people, regardless of whatever two people those are, can also create something as well. So that there is a way of participating in. By loving someone else, one can participate in creation itself,
both on a metaphorical and a literal level.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, in a sense, like the main character and his lover create music together, and that is spoken of as part of one like the literal creation that is brought about through their love, but also at the same time there are other more complicated. Emotional and personal journeys that this character goes on, but ultimately it's a really fascinating story about that tries to work with creation and its effect on our identity and our participation in it.
Interesting. So for Toy Story, I haven't seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch, otherwise I would or would not dispute you. But for Toy Story 2, to me the ultimate, you know, thematic thrust of that movie, or the crux of that movie is. The decision that Woody needs to make between going to the Japanese museum or sticking with his owner, Andy, right? There are a lot of disturbing implications brought up in Toy Story 2. The idea that, toys exist forever. Like, once you are born, quote-unquote, as a toy, your existence is forever. Very much like human souls in, you know, any number of religions, but let's just pick Christianity. But again, it could be any religion that posits the eternal existence of a soul. At one point, Stinky Pete the Prospector says, and I say Stinky Pete as we're talking about theology, says, don't you people understand? Children destroy toys. Like, that the life of a toy during its the period in which it is owned, it is subject to the vagaries of child ownership and the brutality, destruction, randomness, which you cannot even possibly comprehend. You can't predict unpredictability. Like, there's no security to being owned. Yet, the movie posits that there is inherent value in serving as a toy for an owner. That is better than any other, like, being able to experience love and friendship during that short time in which you are owned by an owner is far outweighs any other potential existence you might have. And the movie ends very cleverly. Woody says, well, it'll be fun while it lasts, which is like this really like fatalistic, like, you know, it'll be fun while I'm still owned, and then I'm going to wind up in some landfill or on the shelf of a Salvation Army thrift store. And then he says something to Buzz Lightyear, like, at least I'll have someone to keep me company to infinity and beyond. Which, hey, doesn't that sound similar to another theological point where you will recognize people in the afterlife? Mm-hmm.